This is why I'm in charge of the tech.
Hello, Jack. I just can't seem to get a beat on him.
Which is why I've been working on a little something you can track that prick with. But to track him, I need something of him. DNA, blood, skin, anything. So I went to the warehouse to see if there was anything there I could use. And boy, hearing about what happened and seeing the aftermath are two very different things.
It was even worse seeing it up close. Did you find anything?
I found some blood. At first I thought it belonged to our sweetheart, but it's not. You weren't cut or anything, so I'm banking on it being the heroes. Don't get your hopes up too soon though, okay? I still need to see if my tracker will work or not. But I promise I will put all my effort into finding this bastard. Sweetheart is... they're my best friend. If there is something I can do to get some type of justice for them, I will. And the same goes for you. If you need anything, just ask, okay?
You are doing more than enough trying to hunt him down, and you've already been assisting with the doctor, too.
I don't know anything about fixing people, but I helped out where I could.
You are a good friend.
Anytime. Are you heading in to see them?
Yeah, I think I'll head in now. And Jack, thanks again.
No problem. I'll let you know if I've got his location.
Hey, Doc. What's up? Oh, no, I'm fine. It hasn't been that long since I've had a shower. I had a shower. Huh. I guess that explains this grimy feeling. I really shouldn't leave this side. You'll look after them while I'm out? Okay. But I won't be long. Just enough to shower and grab some food. Thanks, Doctor. I mean it. Hey, Doc. Any change? Did they wake up? No. I didn't think so. Still, thank you for looking after them while I went out. You're a good friend. And thank you for everything you've done. Saving their life and getting them stable. I just don't see how I can repay you. That's what friends are for, huh? Thanks again. I'm gonna go see them now, but first, here. It's coffee. You need to keep your strength up. It's pretty much all you live off of. Consider it a token. We'll be seeing you. Hey, baby. I hear the doc took good care of you while I've been gone. I took a shower as per the doctor's orders. I feel so much fresher now. I also took the opportunity to grab us coffee. I got your favorite from that stall you love so much. Honestly, I think you make up 75% of their profit margin. They asked about you today. I told them you were under the weather. Nasty case of the flu, you know. I know you wouldn't want them worrying. You're sweet like that. I know you're not awake or anything, but maybe if you do wake up, you can drink it. Or maybe you can smell it, and that'll wake you up. Anyway, I'll put it beside your bed just in case. Also, while I was out, I got the newspaper to read to you, a few audiobooks, and a couple of your favorite songs to play. I don't want you to get bored, and I got some food too. The doc has been telling me to eat more often. I've been slipping on that since. Well, anyway. They say your vitals are fine and you're healing quickly, thanks to his personal brand of medicine. He says it's only a matter of time. It's just too bad every second feels like an eternity. Here. Let me catch you up to date on what's going on in the outside world. Let's see. There was a bank robbery yesterday, and don't worry, sweetheart. It wasn't me. A few new businesses are opening up, too. When we wake up, we can go visit them. There's gonna be a new bookstore, a flower shop, an art store. They sound pretty cool. Oh, and a record store. Babe, we have to go there. They made a great headway on the new park. They say they got an artist to... Wait, what? Are you fucking serious? Babe, listen to this. They've got an artist to design an out-of-this-world fountain statue of that fucking hero. They say they want to immortalize the heroic deeds he's done and thank him for always doing the right thing. They wouldn't be doing such a thing if they knew what he did. What he did to you. Baby, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry this happened to you, and I swear he will pay for it. No one hurts my love and gets away with it. Your hand is so small in mine. God, do you remember when we first met? You were taking pictures at the beach. You in your swimsuit nearly knocked me the hell out. I had to talk to you. I felt this pull towards you. And of course, you being the sweetheart that you are, you took pity on the tongue-tied man trying to ask you out. We both went to the beach bar, and after a drink, I was charming you up a storm. I was even able to get you to give me your number. Then, our first date. Our first kiss. Getting caught in the rain, and having to run for cover. You looked so cute, soaked to the bone. Then we went to my place to dry off. With every turn, you always take my breath away. I've been trying to find him. The hero that did this to you. I haven't had any luck, but you know me. I'm determined. And when I set my mind to something, I always find a way. Oh, speaking of which, I found your camera. Going back there was tough, but I knew the second you woke up, you'd be asking where your camera was. So I went looking for it. It wasn't as beat up as I thought. Don't get me wrong, it's pretty fucked up, but I was able to save the memory card for you. Your pictures are safe. I put the card in this new camera. It was the closest model to the one you had, so you can get back to snapping pictures soon, once you're able to. So, what photos do you have here? Taking pictures of me, huh? You always said I was the most handsome person you've ever taken a picture of. Pictures of me laying in bed with you. Pictures of the construction park. Yeah, you did say you were gonna do a before, during, and after, didn't you? A beautiful sunset. Pictures of the skyscrapers. Wait. Skyscrapers. This is what you were taking a picture of. This was for your project. A photo of when the hero and I landed in the building. The last shot you took. A slightly blurry image. Right before he sent us through the floor. I looked so panicked. You've never seen me like that before. I swear to you, love. I will find that hero. And I'll make him pay for what he's done. And I promise, when you wake up, I will make all of this up to you. We can take a vacation, you and I. Somewhere pretty where you can take as many pictures as you'd like. City looks beautiful as ever. The city looks as beautiful as it always has. So much beauty. Yet. I felt so much pain in the last week. I don't even remember the last time I've seen daylight. This week has been one big stressful blur. Okay. Back to work, I guess. Sorry about that, babes. I didn't want to smoke in your lovely apartment. Your mind is most likely going through every scenario that might play out. Scene after scene of what might occur. I don't intend to harm you. This is not about you personally. It's about someone you know. Your partner, to be exact. The one you share this apartment with. Yeah. That guy. You want to know how he could possibly have gotten my attention? I had a feeling you didn't know. You don't act like you do. You know how superheroes and villains have our mask personas, and then we have civilian one that allows us to have apartments, jobs, the ability to walk into a store and not get instantly hassled. Yeah, well, your partner, your man, just so happens to be the big one, the superhero of our fair city. You're right. With most people with a secret identity, it's kind of easy to spot the signs. They're never around when the heroes and villains are out and about. Their stories about where they were just doesn't add up. And of course, the classic coming home with bruises when a huge fight is broken between two supers. After a while, a loved one starts to wonder. But not with your man. He's way too careful to get caught like that. It doesn't hurt that the government pays him to do what he does, so he doesn't have to worry about juggling a job and saving the city. That definitely makes things easier. The government gets the best supers together and offer them payment for their services. But if anyone else looked at the paperwork, it would look like a very normal job that they get paid really good money for it. So they can just slap a fancy title on their job and call it a day. Safe with the knowledge that no one will know anything. In the hero's headquarters, there are a big mix of people. Heroes, regular people, investors, so on and so on. So when a person like me tries to find out which one is the one I'm looking for, it can be kind of hard. So while being at my partner's bedside, I was using my tech to figure out who the hero was. Why was I by my partner's bedside? They got hurt. By your man. Yeah, that's why I'm doing this. They are healing, but we are still not out of the woods yet. I'll feel better when they wake up. They haven't woken up yet. And here enters the brave hero. Aww, isn't that sweet he picked up takeout for the both of you? He is calling for you. He sounds so worried. I guess he saw my handiwork. Trashing all his stuff, carving my logo onto his walls. He must be going half crazy with panic. I will admit breaking all the things made me feel real good. Ah, and here he comes. Please don't take offense for what I'm about to do. Everything will explain itself soon. I promise. Hold it right there, or I will shoot your partner in the head. I guarantee it will be much harder to recover from this. You sent my lover through a floor of a warehouse. None of my victims ever survived a bullet through the head, so I'm not sure how well your lover would fare. It took me some time to find you. The government hides you well. But not that well. I thought you would be holed up in their headquarters, trying to lay low while all this blows over. Consider me shocked that instead of being safe in there, asking for some backup to help protect you from the mistakes you've made, you were walking around the streets like nothing happened, living a normal life. It took me time to track your civilian persona down, but when I did, I can see you were sleeping soundly with zero guilt over what you did. You would come home, make dinner for your lover, fuck the night away, and sleep soundly with the knowledge that my lover hasn't woke up from their coma yet. Well, what did you expect? They were a civilian. They don't get the overpowered tech that you and I do. They aren't a super with strength and ability to bounce bullets off their skin. They didn't do anything wrong. They were taking photos for a project when our fight landed near them. I told you to wait. But when you sent me through that warehouse floor, you sent them through it too. It was only when I didn't hit you back and I was searching through the rubble you stopped. When I pulled my lover out from the concrete blocks. Did you realize how you fucked up? All that precious funding from Hero HQ would be gone if they found out you harmed an unarmed civilian, so you flew away as fast as you could. So much for being a hero. You couldn't even fly your wings to get my love to a hospital. Lucky for my lover, my teleportation device got me back home in time to hand my lover to a personal doctor. I think you met him before. The one that caused a blackout across the city while me and my friends robbed that vault. A good friend that used all his medical skills to get my lover stable. Do you have any idea how much it hurts to see the person you love hooked up to a machine to live? They haven't woken up. I've been at their bedside for a week now. Not even a twitch of their finger. Ugh. But you are gonna pay for what you did. People don't hurt me like that and get away with it. People don't hurt my lover and get away with it. So this is how it's gonna go. If you want your lover and yourself to survive the night, I want you on your knees and take a beating that you should have gotten for hurting my lover the day you sent him to the floor. Do that, and I will think about letting you both go with your lives intact. Close your eyes, lovely. Speaking from experience, you don't want to see this. I thought this would feel good, that it would be satisfying, but it doesn't. It didn't do anything to relieve the pain I feel. I still hate him for what he did. Taking his life won't be enough. It's over, lovely. You're afraid to. There's a thought. Kicking the hell out of a hero didn't satisfy me. But maybe taking his lover will. Come here. From what I've heard when I was spying on you two, you're a really good fuck. From what I hear, you really know how to ride a cock. So, you're gonna show me. You're gonna ride my cock and soothe my anger, or your boyfriend gets a bullet in his head. Heroes really do get the best of everything. Where did he find such a sexy thing? Get on your hands and knees like a good boy. If memory serves me correctly, you prefer this lube, right? From the moans you make when he massages it into you, you must like it a lot. Hold still. I want you nice and slick for me. Whimpering already? Is it hot having someone take you like this? Let's play with your cock first, shall we? Arching your back already? Yeah, that's it. Moan for me. Does my hand make you feel good? You better answer me. I said, does it feel good? Yeah? It feels really good. That's my boy. Keep taking it for now. God, you are so hot. Please? Please what? Are you gonna come so soon? You never came for him that quick. Okay. You can come. Come for me. Come for me. Come in my hand. There you go. Oh, those sounds you make. Good boy. That's a very good boy. Now, let's get this ass ready for me. You got a nice hole. I can't believe he's been lucky enough to experience this. Your moans are so sexy. You're lucky all your neighbors are at the concert tonight, or they will definitely hear you. Okay, lovely. It's time to give you my cock. Take a deep breath for me. Oh my God. That lucky bastard. I cannot believe he had this whole time. Okay, lovely. Show me how you ride a cock. Come on. It's time to show me what you can do. Oh, God, yes. That's just what I like. Oh, God. The way you move your hips like that. You really know how to ride a cock. Yeah, keep moving. Just like that. Speed up now. That's it. That's it. Work my cock. By the way you're moaning, I can safely say this feels great for you too. That's my baby. Keep going. Keep going until you drain my cock. It won't be long now. Oh God, that's it. That's it. You came too. God, you deserve to come after such a ride. Damn. That was good. I feel better now. I'm glad I came over. Once you catch your breath, you are more than willing to drag this a-hole to a hospital or something. But I doubt you will ever forget what happened. I guarantee you that your mind will always wander to me. Whenever you have a spare moment to think, sad or lonely, or when you're spending time with this a-hole. Hell, even when you make love to him, you'll think of me. There is such a thing as loving more than one person. I'll see you again, lovely. Sooner or later, we will meet again. And I promise you, you will want this again.